our Locked In, our radio segment. And right now, my listeners, my guests, my visitors, we are here with the lovely lady Denise A. Lawson out of Scotland. We have Denise here for you. She's an author. She is an illustrator. And of course, she has some background in educational media. But let's hear for ourselves. Welcome, Miss Denise. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm here today in Springfield, Virginia, actually, and happy to talk about my books with you.
Right. Okay. So how is the election going there? It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Well, we still don't know the results, so we all just wait.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Denise, for sharing. All right. So tell us a little bit about who author Denise Lawson is.
Yeah, my name's Denise Lawson, and I have always wanted to write children's books, and I have a background in education. I used to live in Scotland, so I've always been interested in international aspects as well. And I kind of got into writing the books after I went on a dog sledding expedition in Alaska. And I ended up adopting a retired sled dog named Black Bear. Wow. And this gave me the idea to write a book series to help inform people about sled dogs and also to help fund adoption of retired sled dogs.
Wow, that is such a beautiful cause. You don't really have a lot of people actually, you know, supporting animals. You will have them petting them, you know, and all of that. But when you can actually do a cause for these animals, that's a beautiful cause. All right. So Denise, tell us a little about Black Bear, because I've seen that you have a series going on. You have multiple books under the same name. And it actually interests me because I'm an author myself, but I like the idea that you have a series for this topic. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, the series, so Black Bear herself is a real dog, and she once ran in the Yukon Quest race, which is 1,000 miles, and she was a lead dog in that race. So the first story is Black Bear goes to Washington, because I found myself walking around with this dog, and everybody would stop me and want to talk about her, and she would tell her story with her woo-woo-woo, inserting herself in every conversation. Wow. And everything was different because she came from a world with, you know, no cars. She'd never seen stairs before. And so I had this idea to write a little book. And since it is Washington, you know, we could all learn a little something from some old sled dogs about teamwork in Washington, right? Mm-hmm. They pull together. So that was the first story. And then from that, I just had ideas to do additional stories. So three of the stories tie together. So when Black Bear leaves Washington, she's wearing a life vest because she's going to go on a sailboat in the San Francisco Bay.
Oh, my God.
San Francisco. Ooh. And then she meets some souls who are migrating back up to Alaska. So for Black Bear Saves Christmas, mm-hmm. Black Bear goes back to the land that she was born in, mm-hmm. and helps Santa out because there's a storm, mm-hmm. and the reindeer can't fly. Ooh. So she goes back to the trail of the Yukon Quest, mm-hmm. to help Santa with her team of dogs. Anyway, so it's a fun story. And you know, normally pre-COVID, we would do school visits and take the dogs to the schools to meet the children. And mm-hmm. And really, it helps the people as well as just the dogs, because the families, many of them are out in the bush regions of Alaska, and they don't have access. I mean, the dogs are the transportation, right? So they're working dogs, and when they can't pull the sled anymore, mm-hmm. They become an economic burden and hardship for the families. So this was kind of a project to help help the dogs and help the families as well, who mm-hmm. love their dogs very much. Mm-hmm. And And I currently have, four sled dogs in my house at the moment.
Wow. And that's awesome. I mean, at least you're upfront and you can understand them and you know exactly how they behave, what they need. That's really a good way to, you know, learn from these animals.
And for the children, like when I do school visits, so, you know, the interesting thing, all the sled dogs, they come in all different sizes and all different colors. Mm-hmm. And I can have discussions with children mm-hmm. about, okay, here's Black Bear. She's a black dog. Here's mm-hmm. Copper. His fur is a different color. You know, they're both sled dogs. They love to run. They both love to run, mm-hmm. even though they have all of these differences. So mm-hmm. it kind of allows you to have conversations of, oh, she might not look like a sled dog, or hey, that's a girl dog, she's the lead dog pulling the sled. And it really creates a lot of
imagination
to discuss things also with kids that are harder topics when you're talking about people, but when mm-hmm. you're talking about dogs, it's easier for the kids.
And I
teach them to you know, when I do a book presentation, I also do online author visits, but I'll actually teach the kids sled dog commands. When I go to schools, I have the kids line up as the dogs.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's a good demonstration.
And it teaches them about teamwork, because you'll see if one person doesn't follow mm-hmm. and goes the other way, then it creates a problem for the whole team. And mm-hmm. then we talk about it. But it's a passion of mine, helping the dogs and writing the stories. I'm just finishing up my next book as well. So, mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Denise. That's a beautiful, beautiful testimony. Actually, what I also realized, what grabbed me while looking at your biography on Amazon, was the fact that you were first runner-up award winner. Is that correct? Can you just share a short info on that?
Yeah, so the San Francisco Book Festival, which the results just came out in October.
Wow.
And the second book in the series, Black Bear Goes to San Francisco, was the runner-up, the first runner-up in the children's book category. So I was very happy about that.
Well, congrats, girl. You did a great job, and I believe that your series paid it off. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the cause of all of this beautiful accomplishment that you have been doing? You shared before that you support them, but is there anything in depth that you do with this cause, if persons want to support you?
Yeah, actually, I mean, I help to rehome retired sled dogs from Alaska. So like I said, it started with me personally going through the process with Black Bear, mm-hmm. but now I work with a number of different mushers and families in Alaska who need to help to rehome their dogs. And the problem in Alaska is there are more dogs than people in some of these regions, wow. if you can imagine. One family might have 50 dogs.
Wow.
So if someone needs their dog to go to a new home because either it needs vet care or can't pull the sled anymore, they need help. So what I do is arrange for the transport or sometimes pick up the dogs myself, mm-hmm. Work with the dogs to get them used to more suburban living, with cars and people and traffic and, you know, that sort of thing. So they are adjusted to the new environment, and then, work with the new families to, you know, introduce the dogs and teach the families about where the dogs come from and make sure the transition goes smoothly.
Wow.
So it's kind of an involved process, and with COVID made it a little bit more difficult, but we're still able to actually help find homes for dogs. It's the transportation part's a little harder, but we're still managing to do it, and it's like I said, it helps the dogs, but it also helps the families who want their dogs to have great homes and retirement.
Thank you so much, Denise. This is a beautiful, beautiful cause. And I hope listeners are paying attention, because it's not just about getting your book out there. It's really more about supporting these, you know, innocent animals. And I believe that persons will continue to push you in this mat, in this area, those that are listening and supporting your ministry, your book ministry, and all of that. All right. So one last thing, Denise, if persons
the books
want
to- are available, they're on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. They're also available through some other online retailers, mm-hmm. Barnes and Noble, and Target. Mm-hmm. You can always find out the latest at the website, my website, which is www.blackbearsleddog.com. Mm-hmm. And that lists all the books and also where they can be purchased.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Thank you so much. You have been a great support to the Lady Tracy Show. And I hope we will be hearing some more from you. And of course, we will be listening out for some more achievements from Denise Lawson. Continue to have yourself a great one and continue to do the awesome work that you're doing for your country.
Thanks so much, Lady Tracy. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
You're most welcome. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Lady Denise Lawson out of USA. Continue to tune in to the Lady Tracy Show.